There has never been a more dangerous time for media workers and journalists in particular. They are being killed and imprisoned worldwide in record numbers. They face daily threats, attacks and intimidation from individuals and public figures who are prepared to silence them for their parochial interests. These and other global media concerns have reignited the United Nations plan of action on the safety of journalists, thereby instituting November 2, starting this year, as an international day to end impunity for crimes against journalists. In this feature, Rosemary Gazy looks at the spate of violent acts against journalists and how best to tackle them, with the plight of a Ghanaian professional in focus.
Depending on the area that you select, investigative journalism, legal journalism, when you go into the war zones, you may be killed by a stray bullet.
You'll be beaten and you'll be wounded. Sometimes you'll be killed. Is that not it?
If I'm having a son or a daughter, I will not advise him or her to do such a risky work. Her work is very tedious.
If the voice of the people is indeed the voice of God, then what you just heard depicts the fact that journalism is one risky but critical and yet selfless profession that needs the protection of its leadership, state actors, civil society, and all well-meaning citizens who acknowledge the media's role in development. They are intimidated, assaulted, abused, threatened, detained, jailed, and in some cases tortured, and even murdered, with many of their perpetrators going unpunished.
In 1986, so I remember asking a question at a press conference, and then 2 days later, ending up in prison for 6 months.
There is no story I have done which has not come without a death threat. I got picked up in Seychelles when I was doing How to Rob Africa. At the airport, I got busted.
My camera and my sound man were asked to join the military van. They were asked to remove the shoes so that the shoes would be searched. Our wristwatches and the phones were seized for about 2 hours.
These and many untold plight of Ghanaian journalists, plus the more bizarre stories of those in other parts of the world, make laudable UN setting of November 2 as the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. According to the General Secretary of Reporters Without Borders, Christophe Deloire, 2013 was the deadliest year for journalists, with 89 killed in connection with their work. UNESCO head and representative in Ghana, Tiso Dos Santos, buttresses this with more disturbing facts within 10 years.
In the past decade, 700 journalists are reported to have been killed while on exercising their duties and obligations to inform the public. In 2012 alone, our Director General has condemned the killing of 123 journalists and media workers, as well as social media producers. If we come to 2003, the number of killings has reduced, but still remains very high at 91. The choice of the 2 of November was based mainly on the fact that those two journalists were killed in Mali, and it was felt that their killing is representative of many others that have taken place the world over.
So how serious is the situation in Ghana and the entire African continent? Here is the view of a long-serving Ghanaian private practitioner, Kwesi Pratt, managing editor of the Insight newspaper.
There have been reports of torture, murder, and imprisonment of journalists across Africa. There's a famous case of Delejiwa in Nigeria between 1981 and about 1989. That appears to have been the most serious period.
Narrating a personal experience of detention in the 1980s, the outspoken and confident-looking professional noted that journalism practiced the world over has such consequences. Though his imprisonment had no impact on him in any way, Mr. Pratt admits it is never commonplace being in jail.
No, it's not normal to be arrested and kept in prison for 6 months, but it comes to the territory. It's part of the things one expects when it's in journalism. We can be arrested again, we can be detained again, we may even be killed.
Do you recall what exactly you said, and were you conscious of what you were asking?
That was Rosemary Gazy with part of a feature on impunity and violent acts and crimes against media workers.